welcome to a very special night at Mystical Awakenings Radio. This is Deb DeRoos, your host, and we are live at the Unity Tree Spiritual Center in Houghton Lake, Michigan. We are going to start a past life regression. This is live. Students are here waiting. I'm going to go ahead and get started. Background music. Everybody close your eyes and get comfortable. And take a deep breath all the way down to your belly. You release your breath. Visualize all of your stresses being released with it. Feel the fabric around you, your clothing, and allow yourself to settle into your comfortable spot, wherever you may be, whether you are sitting or laying. Allow your eyes to relax, upper eyelids closing very gently against your lower eyelids, feeling the relaxation. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Again, in through the nose. Try it to the count of seven. Out through your mouth to the count of eight. One more time, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. As you're focusing on your breath, feel your eyelids relaxing more and more, almost as if they want to remain closed on their own. Feel the relaxation moving down your face as you breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Then feel the breath coming down through your nose, your throat, your lungs, and your belly. As you breathe out, let all of the stresses go. Using the breath, breathe in. And as you breathe out this time, allow your arms and shoulders and neck to completely relax. Allow your shoulders to lower and be completely relaxed. Again, breathe in. And as you breathe out, allow your whole upper torso to completely let go of any stress that you're holding on to. Breathing in. As you breathe out this time, allow your hips and your upper legs feel completely relaxed. Breathing down to the calves and the knees. Breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth, allowing your knees and your calves to completely relax. Breath. Breathe in through the nose. As you breathe out, feel that relaxation coming all the way down through your feet as all of your stress comes right out the bottom of your feet. Crown chakra. Coming all the way through your body and out through your feet. As you do that again, allow the white light to surround you. Come out from the bottoms of your feet and make a bubble around your whole body, your whole aura. Completely surrounding yourself with a white light protection. And all negative influences. It represents love and warmth and enlightenment. And it completely enfolds your aura, eyes, and feel the warmth of the white light. Invite it to completely wash over you. In your mind, repeat to yourself, breathing in powerful protective light. This light is building an aura of protection around me. This aura protects me at all times, in all ways. You have your protective aura. It's time to call in your guides. Any guides or angels that you work with, invite them to come and assist you. Ask them to travel to guide you and protect you. Now you are completely protected, not only with the white light around your aura, but also with your guide. Your mind begins to wander, begin through the nose and out through your mouth. I'd like to now invite you to see yourself in a long stairway. Stairway has many stairs. And at the bottom of the stairway is the door. I would like every one of you to build your own stairway if you have not done this in the past. Stairway your own. You can always use the same stairway to visit past lives. As you stand at the top, you can see wooden stairs, carpeted stairs, any type of stairs that you would like. Maybe something from an old home. Visualize the color. If you have a scent that makes you feel comfortable, allow that scent to be a part of your stairway. Stairway feels right to you will be the stairway that you use always to visit past lives. And to make this even more comfortable, I would like you to visualize your door. Look down the stairway and see your door. Any door that makes you comfortable. As you enter this stairway and stand at the top of the stairs, know that this is your stairway, and expect that this stairway will lead you to past lives. Know that when you place your hand on the knob of the door, whatever door you create, when you open your door, you will step into a past life. We're going to slowly walk down the stairway, one lifetime at a time, and every step that you go down will take you a little further back in time. As you get closer to your door, notice the smell and the sounds. Colors and lights, and everything that you notice as you open your door, keep that in your mind so that when you come back, you can write it down. We're going to stairs one at a time, and as I count down, you will go further and further, deeper and deeper down the stairway. And you will be closer and closer to the beginning of this lifetime. So take a moment and think about your intent, what lifetime you would like to visit. Ask for the lifetime that will give you the most important information to help you in this lifetime. Or if there is something specific that you want to get from a lifetime. And if you're ready, we will start at 20, 19, 18. You're getting deeper and deeper into your stairway. 17, 18, 15, 14. Now at this point, you are 14 years old. If you would like to take a moment and take a peek at your life at 14 years old, we'll stop for one moment. Embrace yourself at 14 years old. And we will move on, going deeper and deeper. 13, 12. 11, you're becoming very, this is a self-hypnosis, and you're allowed to wake up at any time that you would like. You have complete control. 10, 9, getting deeper and deeper, closer and closer to the bottom of your stairway. You're becoming more and more and more relaxed. 7, 6. You are now going back into the womb. 5, 4. You're now between lifetimes, between life and death. And now is the time to intent, to state your intent of the lifetime that you'd like to see. 3, 2, deeper and deeper and deeper. When we go one, you will walk into the life before this one. And on your last step, you are facing your door. Step down that last step. And when you feel you are ready, and at a moment before, take hold of your doorknob. See yourself doing it. And feel the doorknob. Cold, warm, soft. When you're ready, take a deep breath. Turn the doorknob and open the door into your past life, into the lifetime that you intended. As you open the door, accept every little thing that you see, smell, hear, or feel. It might be something as abstract as a color, or as clear and vivid as a baby nestled in your arms. Take whatever you see as the foundation. Now take a moment and look down at your feet. You are now standing in another lifetime. Look down at your feet. What are you wearing on your feet? Go with the first pair of shoes that you see, or no shoes at all. Maybe sandals, boots, whatever you see. Know that is what was on your feet in that lifetime. Now take a moment and look at what you're wearing. What do you see on your own body? What kind of clothing do you have on? Take a mental note of everything you see, feel, hear, and even smell. Think, can you get an idea of what year it might be? What era would your clothing be from? Can you tell at this point if you are male or female? Can you tell how old you are? remember that at any time, you can go back up 10 stairs and walk down one stair at a time, going deeper and deeper and deeper into a lifetime that you have already lived. And if you have trouble focusing, focus on your breath, breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. Mentally, as you stand there, what your name was at this time, in this lifetime, what was your name? Breathing in and breathing out, you are completely relaxed and completely and totally safe in a past life. You may doubt yourself at this time. You're beginning to see things, hear things, but be assured you are remembering a past life. There is truth in what you are getting, and you are remembering something that has already happened. Now take a moment and look at your surroundings. Are you inside of a house or outside? What do you see? Accept whatever it is that you see. It'll seem like you're inventing things, and sometimes you are, but you must accept that as a part of the process of trying to remember a past life, you must trust and accept what you see. Ask who you are with, or who is with you. As you look around and take in your surroundings, look for others, and remember that in that lifetime, they did not look the way that they do in this lifetime. They may not be the same sex, or the same age, or even the same color as they were. In every lifetime, we appear differently. So feel free to ask them who they are in this lifetime. I want you to take the next few moments and explore and feel and gather information from this lifetime that you're in. Any information that you can bring back with you has some substance to it and may be very important to this lifetime. Talk to those around you. Look for anybody that you would like to find and ask them to step forward and speak with you. remember that you are completely safe. We're simply looking at a time that has already passed, and no harm can come to you in this lifetime from a time that has already passed. You are completely safe. And when you are ready, and knowing that you are completely safe, and your guides are there with you, ask to be shown your death in that lifetime, remembering that it has already happened and cannot cause harm to you in this lifetime. Ask how you died. Ask anything about your death that you would like to bring back to this lifetime. We will be leaving this lifetime within the next few minutes, so any information that you can bring back can benefit you in this lifetime. Feel free to ask your guides to help you to find any information or talk to others. Find any information to bring back. This is the first lifetime that you have visited tonight, and in a minute we will do another one. So if you would like to hug anybody or say anything before you leave this last lifetime, please do that now. Now go back to looking at your feet. We will start the next meditation from you looking at your feet. And anytime you go through a lifetime to another lifetime, start with looking at your feet. Remember, as you go into another lifetime, anytime you start another session, begin with something you've already seen. Always work from the known to the unknown. And as you look at your feet, place yourself back at the top of your stairway. Feel the comfort and the protection of your stairway. we will start at the top of the 10 steps this time and go back to another, your second past life for tonight. So take a moment and think of your intent for another past life. As I count from 10 to 1, you will continue to go deeper and deeper and deeper and closer and closer and closer to your second past life. Stepping down, we'll start with 10. 9, 8, 7, 6. You are completely relaxed and completely safe. You can come back at any time, or you can continue to go deeper and deeper and deeper into your stairway, and closer and closer and closer to another past life. 5, 4, 3, 2. Remember, at 1, you will see your door. Step down 1. And you are standing in front of your door. When you feel ready, and at a moment before, take hold of the doorknob. See yourself doing it, and feel the knob. Hear the mechanism working as you turn the knob on your door to another past life. When you're ready, give that door a little push. Open your door and step through, looking only at your feet. This time, know that your feet will look different. You will have something different, if anything at all, on your feet. So what is on your feet? Look up a little bit and notice your clothing. What are you wearing? What era may it be from the type of clothing that you are wearing? And as you look at your clothing and try to figure out what era you may be in, also look at your hands. Hold your hands in front of your eyes and take a look at your hands. Sometimes we can tell by clothing and shoes and hands how old we are and what sex we are. Gather that information, how old you are at this point, and what sex you are. after you've gathered that information, ask what your name is in that lifetime. What do people call you? Now that you have your name, look around you. Take in your surroundings. Can you tell if you are in a forest or a city? Do you see buildings, trees, a valley? Take in what you see around you and take note of everything you see. And if you see your house, as you look around, take this moment and go to the house that you lived in. Remember, your guides are with you, and you are completely protected. Continue breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth, and going deeper and deeper and deeper into a very relaxed state. If you go to your house, feel free to take a few moments and go inside. Taking note of anything that you feel at that time may have been important. Items, colors, aromas, people. Maybe the style of the home. Take mental notes as you are there, gathering information that will assist you in this lifetime. Remember, as you talk to people, they will not look the same as they do in this lifetime. They may not even be the same sex or the same age. Talk to them and ask them who they are in that lifetime and in this lifetime. Do you see your parents? Maybe your siblings? Maybe your spouse? Perhaps even an enemy? Feel free to talk to the people you see and gather information, asking them what lessons you should bring back to this lifetime with you. if you don't get the answers that you're seeking in this past life regression, know that you can repeat this at any time. You can do this on your own. You can listen to the same regression and you can visit these same lifetimes at any time. As you are in this lifetime exploring possibly your home if you found it and talking with people that you knew, people that you know now, take a moment and know that you will be moving on from this point in this lifetime. I'll give you a few moments to complete this task. Time to say your goodbyes to any that you are talking to. And again, focus on breathing in and breathing out. And knowing that you're completely protected with the white light that surrounds your aura and any angels or guides that are with you, now it is time to ask to see your death in this lifetime. Ask anything about your death that may help to understand possible fears in this lifetime or things that are not complete. Ask to see your death and know what happened, who was affected, and if you may have passed too soon. Remember that you are completely safe. These are things that have already happened and cannot happen to you now. You are completely safe. If you have gathered all of the information that you may need from the death in this lifetime, we're going to move beyond this, look at our feet, and go to another lifetime, the last that we will visit tonight. Remember, you are safe. You are completely protected, and it's time to move forward. So again, you're going to look at the known, your feet, to move on to the unknown. So you will leave the shoes or the condition of your feet in this lifetime as you look at your feet and put yourself at the top of your stairs in your stairway. You may look around your stairway and take in the comfort, knowing that you are completely safe in your stairway and you're ready to move to your last and final lifetime of this evening. We're moving on to our third and last past life for this evening. And we'll start at the top of the stairway again and go down 10 steps. And as we go down, you will go deeper and deeper and deeper and closer and closer and closer to the bottom of your stairway. As I count from 10 to 1, you will continue to go deeper and deeper. 10, 9, 8, you're going deeper and deeper. 7, 6, 5. Remember that you are completely safe and you can come back from this self-hypnosis at any time. 4, 3, you're going deeper and deeper into the stairway, and you're almost to the bottom. 2, you're at your doorway. 1, you are now standing in front of your door. And when you are ready, place your hand on the doorknob. Feel the mechanism turning as you turn your doorknob when you are ready to enter into the past life that you want to see tonight. Opening the door. Now is time to step through the doorway and into your final past life for tonight. Looking at your feet, take note of what you have on your feet, if anything. Are they clean, dirty, big, small? Take note of anything that you notice. Looking up from your feet, notice what you are wearing. As you see your clothing, ask what the era is that this clothing was worn in. Do you recognize it? Can you tell how old you are? If not, ask. Are you male or female? Feel free to look at your hands. Can you see your face? Now take the time to look around at your surroundings and see what is around you. Can you tell by your surroundings if you're in the forest or in a city? Maybe what country you're in? This may also tell you more about the time era. What year is it? Take in your surroundings. If you see your house, can you tell what kind of house it is? Is it built out of log or stone, hide, maybe sticks? Maybe it's a castle. Take a few moments now and ask to see anybody that you would like to see in this lifetime. Ask them to appear to you. They will look different, but you can ask them to let you know who they are and if they have a lesson for you to bring back. This can be family, friends, lovers, enemies, whoever has a lesson for you, talk to them. It's all right to visit your emotions at that time. These are emotions and events that have already passed. You can see them. You can feel them. But they cannot harm you because they have already passed. If you must feel the emotions to heal from this time, do that now. Remember that you are completely safe. Nobody can cause you harm because these are events that have already passed. And together we can work on them to bring healing in this lifetime. a few more moments talking with anybody you would like and exploring anything you would like to explore in this lifetime. Visit your home, ask about the country, anything that you would like to learn, do that now. Breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth allows you to stay focused in this lifetime that you are visiting. Take another moment to complete any goodbyes or hugs or anything that you feel you need to do before coming back. And remember that you can revisit this past life at any time. You now have your stairway that you can use to visit past lives anytime you'd like. You now know that you always go into a past life with something that is known. You visualize something that is known to go to the unknown. Knowing that you are completely safe and totally protected, it is now time to ask to see your death in this past life. If you don't see it, don't worry, you can visit it again. But sometimes knowing what your death was caused from can be very important to your lifetime now. Where did you die? How old were you? Were you alone? Or were others with you? You are completely safe. One more moment, and then I'm going to be counting from 1 to 10. So I'm going to instruct you to look at your feet . You are coming back to something known . So you are at the bottom of your stairway and it's time to return from this past life. And as I count from 1 to 10, you're going to become more and more awake, more and more alert, and you will remember everything from all 3 past lives. As you come to the top of your stairway and open your eyes, I will turn the lights on, and I would like everybody to take your seats and write down any and all information that you can remember. 1, 2, 3. You're coming up your stairway and you're becoming more and more awake and alert. You feel comfortable and relaxed. 4, 5, 6. You feel more and more alert, very aware of everything you visited. You're aware of colors and smells and people. 4, 3, get ready to open your eyes and stretch and be fully awake. 2, and 1. You are now wide awake, very alert, full of energy, and you're ready to do this. So I'm going to turn on the lights. I would like everybody to take your seats, and before we discuss anything, write down all details that you can remember. And on Mystical Awakenings Radio, I'm going to take a short pause, play a little music, and allow everybody to get in their seats, and we will be back.
Echoed in the wells of
And all who are listening on Mystical Awakenings, welcome back to the radio show. Really, it's a past life regression this evening. And I thank all of you for tuning in and listening as we did this regression at the Unity Tree Spiritual Center in Houghton Lake, Michigan. All of the students are now writing down all of the experiences that they had in revisiting past lives. So we're probably going to stay on the air another minute or two and see if there's anything that anybody wants to say on the air about their regression. I'm guessing probably not, but you never know. Anybody that would like to replay the archive of this show, feel free to do that and use the regression, to help you visit past lives. This is not a professional recording. It's me, Deb DeRoos, your host, talking the past life regression. I have found over the years that oftentimes in doing regression work, it can really assist you in finding the answers to, fears maybe in this lifetime, or problems with another person, or possible weight issues. Many, many, many different things can follow us from lifetime to lifetime until it's dealt with. So that is, the importance of doing the past life regressions. Oftentimes, I do individual work one-on-one, and many times only visit one past life at a time and visit the one that is the most important for this person to remember things that have happened. It truly can solve some issues and help bring karma to light, and it's very beneficial on a soul journey as well. So, like I said, feel free to use the regression if you'd like to, or find another one on YouTube or something and do your own past life regression. Know that, when you do self-hypnosis, you're aware of what's going on. It's not like being hypnotized, so you don't have to have the fear of that. So I'm going to ask if there is anybody in the class that wants to talk about what they experienced. And if not, then we'll end the show and use it as an archive only for past life regression. So to all of you, is there anybody that would like to talk on the air about something they saw or dealt with in a past life? And as I look around the room, we have a young man here who remembers walking through a castle. Did you want to talk about that live on the air? We are on the radio. All right, well, you come over here. Miss, can you pull a seat up for Alex, and we will give him a microphone and a headset, and he can talk about what he saw in his past life regression. Okay, we're trying to untangle. Yep, you talk right in that, Alex. Okay.
Skipping parts of it to where I was in a small house, and I remember there were like matches in the house, and it was a very small house, and it had a bed in it, and that's pretty much what I remember.
So I'm wondering, the small house, if that may have been like a servant's quarters to the castle.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Like, okay. Ooh, interesting. Could you tell anything about yourself, like if you were male or female, or how old you were?
I was a man. Mm-hmm. And I had a hat. medieval England.
Very cool. Okay. Oftentimes when we do past life regression, I will tell the students to, if they get details like a year or something that may have happened, they can Google it and actually look and, you know, see if they can find something about that time period, especially if they see their death. Sometimes we can learn things by doing that.
Okay.
So feel free to do that. Was that the main thing that you got? Was that your last lifetime?
No. That was several lifetimes ago.
Okay. But I mean the last lifetime that we did tonight.
We
did three. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you get anything in the first two, or did it take you all three to get to the point where you saw something?
I got some things in the first two.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Great. I really appreciate you sharing that with us. And if there's anything else, other details that you can remember that could be important, you know, you can talk about it or write it down. And definitely we're going to take a little bit of time to talk about how we can put some of the information to use to help in this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be part of this whole class. Is there anybody else that wanted to talk on the air about anything that they saw? Boy, I don't see hands flying up on that one. No, not me. This is pointing. Oh, you're volunteering other people to do it. I see, Mist. We know how you are. Okay. All right. Is there anything, and we have someone saying they can't hear you very well. Was there anything else that you felt was important to bring back with you that you saw or felt?
I remember somebody telling me to be good, be a good person.
Oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
That is important. And you are a good person.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. How nice. Great. Well, thank you, Alex, for sharing that with us.
Okay.
And if you'd like to take off the headset and
Go
back to writing down details, I really appreciate that.
Okay.
So when we play back this archive, you'll be able to hear yourself talk about your past life regression.
Okay.
Awesome. Thanks. So anybody else at all? Scaredy cats. You know, it's funny because I'm not going to name any names, but we have many of the Mystical Awakenings Network hosts here. Well, Mist, you're always here, so that goes without saying. And thank you for typing while I was doing the regression as well. Hey, we have a brave one, my amazing co-host from Our Guiding Light, RJ. Is it on? Barry, what did you do? I can't hear him. Okay, hold on. Barry tweaked us, and I don't know what he did.
I don't. Can you hear me now? I really can't hear myself. So.
Yeah, I can't hear you through the headset at all.
Mm-hmm.
Now I had my headset.
Okay, I can hear myself now. Very good. Okay.
Did you get anything really cool?
Well, yeah, I got three past lives. You just want me to go through each one?
Well, you go through whatever you'd like to go through on the air. Remember, you're on the air.
Right.
So, you know, it's pretty personal.
Well, I can share it.
Willing to share?
Yeah, I'll share it all. Okay, my first lifetime. From what I could get from it, I was some kind of a shepherd in Israel. Can you hear me still?
I'm still. Can anybody out there? Oh, Millie says I can hear you now.
Can you hear me?
Not very well.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead and talk.
Right there. Got it all the way up, yeah?
Those? Okay, those are up.
Okay, so, well, anyway, I hope you can hear me out there, because when I regressed first, I was somewhere, I believe, in Israel.
Israel.
Yeah, and I was probably 200 AD, and I was a shepherd. And I was coming into a market with some, you know, sheep and long wool you know, robe. Mm-hmm. I had the shepherd's staff, and it was a big market with kids running around, and I was just bringing sheep in to barter, and, you know, talking to people and bartering and trying to get food, and that's all I really got from it, but I passed away from natural causes. You know, I just saw myself lying there and like a funeral. Oh, there was one more thing I forgot to say. There was a line, a progression of people, and there was really an important person that was walking through.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, probably, you know, somebody like a religious person or a holy person was walking through, and everybody was greeting him, and he was shaking hands, but I was kind of standing back looking at him. So I didn't, you know, whatever I got out of that. And my name, I got the name Ezekiel. So, Ezekiel.
You can't hear you through the headset.
You can't hear me?
I don't know. People in the room say they can hear you, but I can't hear you through the headset, really.
Okay. You know that
little white, the white thing over there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's my headset. Maybe I came unplugged.
Oh, you're unplugged. Oh, you know what?
Yeah. Did I?
Yeah.
Ah. Well, that's good to know.
Maybe not.
This is not plugged in.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Somebody pulled it.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. I can hear you now.
Yes.
I can hear both of us really loud.
Very good.
Okay, now I can't.
Okay. Is that
a little
better?
Louder. No, it's got to go up a little.
All right. There we go. Sorry,
okay.
Coach.
That's all right. We couldn't hear one another, but hopefully everybody else can hear us, and hopefully everybody heard the past life regression. So we're only going to do a few more minutes, and I'm going to end the show.
Right.
So let's...
Yeah, the second one, I was an older Chinaman, probably in the late 1700s, gardener, you know, a peasant. And, so I, you know, I had this older home, this bamboo or something, and I had a daughter who took care of me, and a very simple house, and, you know, I had a long pipe. I was smoking it, and I just saw her find me one day in my chair. I was passed away, you know. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah,
so natural causes again.
Yeah, natural causes again. And,
okay.
But I was a happy. I was, you know, I was very, very small person. Got a ball on top, long hair, you know.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. But I was happy.
I can see it.
And my third one, I was somewhere in the Swiss mountains, late 1600s. Had the long boots, you know, tall boots, the
okay.
knickers. Vest and a flowery shirt, and I was a furniture maker in a small village.
Really?
And, you know, this person would deliver my furniture with a horse-drawn cart, a horse-drawn cart.
Okay.
And, you know, I lived by myself, and it was pretty, very, very small village, and I really don't know how I passed away in that one, because I, you know, we kind of ended the thing, but, yeah, so it was a very simple life, and wasn't much to it. I really didn't get any messages from it, but it was interesting.
Very cool.
Yeah.
At some point, it'd be nice to see if we can, I mean, in my experiences, you know, every time somebody visits a past life and gets information, they learn something from it about themselves, why they do some of the things they do, why they have dislikes or likes, you know, fears.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming you will get some answers to something.
Right.
You know, even though they seem fairly meaningless.
And honestly,
I'm sure they weren't.
I'm still in a meditative state a little bit.
Yeah.
So I've got to come out of it.
Yeah, I know how that goes.
Yeah.
Okay, so is there anybody else that wants to say anything on the air? They're all like, no. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and end Mystical Awakenings Radio Show for tonight. Thank you all for tuning in and listening. Feel free to use the archive at any time, and hopefully it'll help you get some answers that you need for this lifetime. So may love, light, and laughter fill your week, and until we meet again, may all of your awakenings be mystical.